Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here with another video, and today I'm going to be talking about something I don't often talk about. I have talked about it before in the channel, so there's precedent for it. We're not breaking into uncharted territory, but I am going to talk about Overwatch, and you know, there hasn't really been a lot to talk about. I kind of honestly feel it stalled a little bit as an esport and hasn't really you know, kind of captured my imagination, at least as an esports enthusiast just yet. Whether that'll change or not, I don't know. And I imagine a large part of that is going to be dependent about OWL, the Overwatch League. Now, I did a lengthy video responding to the announcement of the Overwatch League and how it was sounding very similar to the failed esports league CGS, the Championship Gaming Series. And a lot of information about OWL hasn't really been forthcoming after that. People are still kind of like, what is going on, Blizzard? And apparently they're on course to launch in September. I mean, in terms of size of the project, we're not a million miles away from that. And there hasn't been a lot of information forthcoming. Now, some information has come to light in the form of a report from the Sports Business Daily. And I'm going to read that report to you. Because I think it's interesting. So this was reported by Ben Fisher. And this is basically saying that if you want to buy into the Overwatch League, there's a chance that you're going to have to pay upwards of $15 million for certain territories. Now, I can verify these numbers. In fact, if you go back and watch my Overwatch League video, I said Blizzard seemed to live in this world where people are going to pay $10 million for an Overwatch League franchise. And, you know, I just to give my thoughts on the valuation, I as I said at the time, I think that's crazy. I think that's fantasy. But let's just read this report first off. And you see, it says here, Blizzard Entertainment's roadshow for potential franchise buyers is in its top tier. Overwatch League is finally getting started. Just as complaints in the esports world over the publisher's lack of communication reach a fever pitch. And just to reference this, the roadshow that they were talking about is they're basically out there courting sports organizations. There's no esports organization that could afford $10 million to $15 million for the territory of LA. It's just absolute nonsense. It's garbage. Just simply nobody could afford that endemically within the esports scene. Not even if you had a big injection of venture capital put directly into your esports organization. It simply wouldn't be worth that kind of outlay either. But I'm getting ahead of myself. We'll get into that. 4 months ago, Blizzard made headlines by promising to launch a worldwide league of city-branded teams in the third quarter of 2017. At the time, executives said they'd present the opportunity to establish pro sports owners and other possible bidders for teams over the next 3 to 4 months. So this is what they wanted to do. They basically invited, I think it was, the number I heard was 30 of America's biggest sports brands were going to be invited to basically bid at auction for what territory they wanted. In an interview March 2nd, Nate Nanza, Blizzard's global director of Overwatch Esports, said the Overwatch League is still on schedule to launch by September and the roadshow is now underway. In the preceding days, esports insiders had expressed mounting frustration and skepticism over that time frame, saying they'd heard nothing since the original pitch at Blizzard's annual fan gathering, BlizzCon, and doubted there was enough time to make it happen. We're totally on schedule, Nanza said. In terms of the actual nuts and bolts of the league in 2017 and content production, all that, there's no delays there at all. You probably understand the amount of legal work that goes into doing this. And that time between BlizzCon and today has been spent finalizing legal documents. The radio silence has put the frenetic esports marketplace in a bind. Jason Lake, founder of Complexity Gaming, said investors have approached him about a strategic deal, but they're hesitant to act without more clarity from Blizzard. A transaction for a permanent regional OWL franchise would reset the market for existing teams and talent overnight, because as publisher, Blizzard owns the game's intellectual property and could eventually make it the only licensed competition, which is absolutely their plan to do it. The drought of information since the initial announcement has investor interest in a holding pattern, which is a difficult position when we continue to have burn rates to sustain the team. Lake said. Initially, multiple sources said top Activision Blizzard executives hoped to solicit multiple bids in key markets and believed a franchise could sell for $2 million to $5 million in smaller markets and three times that in Los Angeles, a focus point of esports activity. However, another source says the valuation is incorrect and is closer to $30 million on the high end. Nanza declined to address the cost or process for awarding franchises. Of course he did. Experts say those prices are far too high for Overwatch, still less than 1 year old. Launched just last May, the first-person shooter game is a bona fide retail hit with 25 million registered players, according to parent company Activision Blizzard's last SEC filing, but as a spectator property has not yet proved it can sell out major arenas or draw tens of millions of viewers to online streams. Video games that have accomplished that, such as Riot Games' League of Legends or Valve Software's Counter-Strike Global Offensive, took years to gain a following organically. Ain't that the truth? Esports organizations with top-level teams in those games have traded at prices ranging into the mid-eight figures, but an Overwatch franchise would come along with a startup risk not present in those games. This is the first game that Blizzard come out and said, we want to make this the next esports phenomenon, said Todd Merry, CMO of Delaware North Coz, which acquired a stake in the Splice franchise in February. I don't think you can tell the market this is going to be a phenomenon. You have to let the market decide that. He's absolutely right. Spot on, Todd. Potential investors are especially keen to hear more from Blizzard about revenue sharing. In November, executives laid out a vision of a league in which most of the revenue ultimately was generated at the local level, a tantalizing prospect, but one that demands far more detail before a franchise price can possibly be determined. In particular, Blizzard has not yet committed to sharing earnings from in-game digital transactions. Also, would-be buyers and others in Overwatch communities want to know more about how teams will be developed. A combine featuring players available for selection was mentioned in November, but many of the world's best Overwatch players are under contract with existing teams. Nanza also said those details would be discussed in the near future. We're making a ton of progress, he said. Building a sports league from scratch, it turns out, is a ton of work. We're making a lot of progress, and I think we're going to be talking a lot more about this soon. So there's the report. Now, where to begin? I mean, first of all, just in regards to the way Blizzard are handling this, I can't really think of a more disrespectful attitude to have to endemic esports people. And I talk to a lot of team owners, and trust me, they're concerned and upset. Especially given that there were a lot of endemic, you know, it was the endemic esports organizations that took the plunge, that went out there and picked up teams for an as yet, as you know, unproven esport. It was them who supported it initially and helped these players find fan bases and build up brands, right? So they've got every right, I think, to have a stake somewhere down the line. Blizzard clearly don't give a fuck about that, as reflected in these insane prices that they're talking about. The idea that an endemic esports organization is going to be able to just go up against, you know, a sports brand and just outbid them is insane. They're not going to have the money to do that. The other area, which was alluded to in that report, but I'm going to say it explicitly again, like I said in my last video, maybe the penny will drop and people will realize how fucking awful this is that Blizzard went out of their way to basically try and mislead, I would even go as far as to say, I think that's a fair characterization, to existing team owners. They told team owners, don't acquire an Overwatch team if you don't already have one, because OWL is coming and we're going to give you more details about it. What they mean is, we don't want you to contract players because we want to break the teams apart and have a draft. So they actively told team owners how to run their business, misleading them about what their plans were to save themselves money. Now that's, I mean, good business, I suppose. Smart business. Maybe the people who didn't go out there and didn't pick up Overwatch teams will get a preferential seat in the OWL. Maybe that's the incentive. Maybe that's the, you know, why you do it. But why should these organizations not go out and contract players now? Because if Blizzard want to do a draft, they're going to have to buy them out of that contract. And that is money in the fucking bank. And that's the bottom line. It's about nickels and dimes. I don't know if people have noticed yet. Yeah, esports revenues are up. Esports profits are up. But at the end of the day, it's still, you know, it's still a fucking hand-to-mouth business. Unless you're living off venture capital or any other fantastical, you know, cash shitting unicorn that happens to just stroll into your glen one day. You know, this is a very real thing here, and I think discouraging organizations from picking up teams kind of shows almost the level of contempt that they have for endemic esports brands. Now, let's talk about these numbers, because there was a bunch of numbers coming out there, and you saw them for yourself. They're talking about $2.5 million to $5 million for just a regular franchise, a regular territory in the OWL. Now, let's contrast that to existing, you know, LCS slots, which we know are going for $1 million. Or thereabouts, slightly more, depending if you're inheriting a decent team, slightly less. If you're inheriting a bag of shit or a toxic garbage fire, that's getting kicked out the league anyway. So, look, you know, there's no comparison here what represents a better investment. I do esports consultancy, by the way, and I'm going to give everybody out there, including the sports organizations that maybe know who I am, and I swim in those circles now, I'm going to give you this bit of consultancy advice for free. Those prices are outrageous. There's no guarantee. There's nothing close to a guarantee of return of investment on that. Absolutely nothing whatsoever. Let's just weigh it up, what you're being expected to do. You're expected to outlay $2.5 to $5 million in a territory where esports might not even be a big thing. Look at the challenges we've had in Atlanta, for example. And somehow you have to expect that a league that doesn't exist yet is going to get the ownership, the viewership to justify your ownership. They're going to come across and somehow decide that they want to watch Overwatch as a spectator sport. I still don't even think we know the best way to spectate Overwatch yet, frankly. I don't even think that's been decided. And they're going to spend money on merchandise and attending live games in a stadium that you're going to be expected to pay the upkeep on, most likely, unless Blizzard are going to do that for you. Don't see why they would. Maybe there's an agreement in there in that outlandish $5 million. This is ridiculous. I mean, there is no return of investment there whatsoever. I mean, certainly not year one, year two, probably not even year five, if I'm being honest. So if you're looking to make a quick buck, OWL, not for you, not in its current format with those prices. Now, as I said, those prices have been around for a long, long time. I'm going to quote some industry insiders here that I've got. And you can see here, those numbers have been floating around for 6 months, and every idiot jumps on, this is what one source told me, and every idiot, a senior source, someone who knows what I'm talking about, those numbers have been floating around for 6 months, and every idiot jumps on them like it's news now. And his words, not mine, and he says it's laughable. Now, I can confirm those numbers have been around for that period of time. I put the 10 million number in my OWL video, if memory serves me rightly. And again, I said then that I think this is La La Land. I think this is fantasy. Now, if and I'm going to tell you where the numbers are coming from. The numbers are coming from Blizzard themselves. I mean, this is a deliberate leak to test the market. You know, people, it was like, you know, you remember how the $1 million thing got floated, and that was supposedly just, you know, a team owner wanting to chance evaluation, and then people met it, right? Well, that's what's happening here with the $2.5 million to $5 million dollar valuation. Blizzard have put these numbers out there, and that's certainly my belief. Certainly that I you know, would be comfortable seeing that based on what sources have told me. And it's to try and see who the real players are, who's going to make the bids, who isn't going to make the bids, right? Who's going to be willing to pay that amount of money? Who isn't? And that's what this is. It's basically like a little bit of a sham. There's certainly nothing inherently within that valuation that they could point to and say, this is what your $5 million would get you. Nobody's at that stage yet. It's like, you know, hey, look, I've got this winning lottery ticket. It's totally going to win next week. The lottery is $60 million. If you give me five, you can have it. Who the fuck would take that deal up? You would go, nah, it's all right, dog. Appreciate the offer. So it's a weird situation, undoubtedly. Now, another thing I will tell you as well is, because I swim in these circles, I actually put the feelers out, you know, and talk to some sports owners. And let me tell you, there's cold feet about that valuation. I mean, even the $5 million ones, even the $2.5 million ones, These people feel it's too much, because why would they? It's a startup, and there is no proof of concept yet. You don't take millions of dollars from an existing successful, profitable sports franchise and just pump it in as something that you don't know is going to work. That's not how it works. I mean, that's more the realms of VC. Venture capital is more like a gamble. Venture capital is where, hey, we've made all this money in other successful ventures. Let's dump 60 million of it into five ventures, and one of them's going to succeed and probably offset the losses if the, you know, if the rest fail. That's how venture capital works. Now, I don't like the idea of courting venture capitalists, honestly. I don't think Blizzard want venture capitalists. They think they're still living in this world where, you know, you're going to see the LA Lakers Overwatch team, you know, take on the Cleveland Cavaliers Overwatch team in a stadium, and there's going to be a home and away game, and there's going to be like 20,000 people. Yeah. I think they're living in that world. I don't think this dimension, at least, is that world. And look, fantasies are good. I still, even now in my current state with a gammy eye and a grey beard and about 40 pounds overweight, I still fantasize that maybe Keira Knightley's going to call me up one day and we're going to run away together, get mixed up in drugs, have a bad relationship, break up, and then, I don't know, I'm going to fucking, you know, end up with somebody else equally as awesome. Anna Kendrick, I don't know, whoever's popular these days. You know what I'm saying? Fantasies are great. They keep you on an even keel. They make reality less shit. But, you know, you can't wallow in them. You can't pretend that the fantasy is real, because you've got to come back down to planet Earth and deal with it. And I'm telling you, dealing with it right now means that sports brands don't want to pay it. And again, I'll read you this. This is from somebody who, again, may or may not, let's say, be weighing it up. From experience, everybody is scared to put even $2.5 million into the OWL, because when they do their research, they come to see how long it will take to get their money back. And they also look at Blizzard's history in esports, and they think this investment could be bad. That's from, you know, again, this is the temperature test out there. I mean, you can do press releases and say everything's on schedule and it's all going to be good. You've not got the market confidence yet, I think, to be talking about those prices. Now, let's just get to the LA territory and the 15 million valuation. Whoever said 30 million is fucking, I want some of what they're smoking. Like, you know, I've taken fucking ayahuasca, and I don't think I could come and arrive at a 30 million for an OWL franchise conclusion. You know, the 15 million, I understand the idea. It's a big territory. It's highly engaged. You know, great sports endemic in there. It's a bit of an esports mecca. Esports flourishes out there. But let's be clear, there's a bunch of brands out there in LA already. Everybody relocated out there for, you know, things like LCS. You've got big companies like, you know, ESL. You know, have offices there. I think Twitch have their offices in California as well. So, you know, you've got all this stuff. And it's like, look, maybe it's the whole state of California, maybe it's the city of LA, I'm not too sure, but I think it's just going to be LA in the OWL. You're going to drive somebody out, like whoever gets that territory, which again, no chance it'll go for $15 million, that's insanity. You know, you're effectively saying to everybody else who may want an Overwatch team, who operates in that territory, you're not the official LA team, get the fuck out. So what happens there? I mean, what happens to the existing teams who are in that territory, in that space? Are they allowed an Overwatch team? Would you prevent them from having one, even though it ostensibly supports your game? So there's a lot going on with this Overwatch League at the moment that I think is a cause for concern. And if I didn't know better, you know, and I'm sure Blizzard won't like this and they'll roundly reject this. You know, I'm a little bit disappointed with Blizzard's attitude towards some of the things I've said. I think I've earned the right to an opinion. I've gone out there and I've represented Blizzard. You know, I've hosted StarCraft events. I've hosted Heroes of the Storm events. I've praised Blizzard for the games they've made and sometimes criticized them for their approach to esports, and yes, I've broken stories about them that they probably would have rather didn't come out. That's what I did for a living back then. So hopefully they're not going to hold it against me. But I got a sneaking suspicion they do, for a variety of reasons. But, you know, look, here's the reality. If I didn't know better, I think Blizzard are like, hey, we've been these esports pioneers, right? Our games helped build up Twitch. Our games helped build up esports. There could be no Riot or anyone else without the existence of StarCraft and the popularity of StarCraft. We are the godfathers of esports, but we never got paid. And now that Overwatch is here, I think they're trying to force it a little bit. I think they're thinking, now's our time. We should be making millions out of this shit because we laid the foundations. Now, unfortunately, business doesn't always work that way. Being a pioneer very often means that you don't get your dues. You get a warm round of applause. You're fondly regarded when people tell stories. But it's the people who come after you that make the money, make the headway, break the records, whatever it is. And I feel that Blizzard aren't comfortable with that. I don't think they want that as a business to be their, legacy. So I feel they're really pushing this and pushing it too hard. And we all know what happens if you push things too hard. They break. So just some food for thought there. But certainly a $15 million valuation to have an Overwatch team in LA, absolute nonsense. The market's not there yet. I doubt we'd be there in another 10 years. And I believe in the esports and the success of esports and always have. Like when some of these companies were saying that it couldn't succeed, I was the guy who was beating the drum and saying esports is going to get there. So I'm an esports evangelical, but $15 million, man. Way too much. Anyway, had to share my thoughts on that one. If you're from Overwatch and you don't know me or who I am, you know, please check out the rest of the channel. Check out that original Overwatch League video if you haven't already. And I'll certainly be keeping an eye on it, one good eye on it. And we'll be talking more about Overwatch on this channel in the not too distant future. But anyway, to the regulars, thanks a lot for watching. Catch you on the next video.